The Me Too movement has shaken the entertainment and media worlds, and other industries are taking notice, including the outdoor recreation world, specifically climbing. Charlene Liu has been climbing for 25 years. She's on the board of directors of the Access Fund, a nonprofit that advocates for outdoor access and educates climbers on responsible practices. She's heard of and experienced herself harassment of mostly female climbers, with behaviors ranging from catcalls to outright assault. Now she's helping to lead a survey called Safe Outside, which aims to find out how sexual harassment affects the climbing world.
There is psychological damage that happens even with something as insignificant for a lot of people as catcalling, right? It's like death by a million cuts, right? I mean, one instance doesn't really do much, but it's the additive effect of being harassed over and over again that really calls into question your value as a human being, make people question their worth as as a climber, that you're not valued other than your physicality.
How would you describe the costs that are involved to climbers who are coming forward and who are sharing their stories with other people about what they've experienced as they've been climbing?
Sure. So climbing is a very tight-knit community. And if you are within a group of folks who are not supportive of you coming out on a controversial topic, you could be easily shunned from the group. And climbing is not a sport that you could do well on your own. You could boulder on your own. But generally speaking, having a partner is really, really important.
You need to have somebody there with you.
That's right.
On the rock face.
Exactly. And if you can't find partners, if you're ousted from your group, it's a cost that makes you not able to climb. And it's, for a lot of climbers, that's a really high cost.
And do you know of people who have even left the sport?
I have, yes. I've known lots of folks, not lots, but like at least a dozen folks, which I guess is a lot, who have experienced enough harassment and or assault that they've decided that it's not worth it for them anymore. And that is heartbreaking for me as somebody who loves the sport and has had the sport change the person that I am. For me to see others who love it as much as I do, but are willing to leave it behind.
So you had a number of groups and organizations get on board with this survey, wanting to find out more as well. What does that tell you about what's going on in the outdoor community right now?
I think that, well, it's a couple of things. It's not just the outdoor community. I mean, the Me Too movement has made it possible for us to do this with the level of success that we've had. I think if we tried to do this 2 years ago, it would have been not nearly as successful, or people wouldn't be as receptive to it as they are today. So I want to recognize that this isn't something that we're starting from scratch, that we are building on top of a social movement. And, you know, the climbing community and the outdoor industry as a whole is recognizing that this is not an isolated thing, you know, in entertainment or you know, literature or science. It's happening everywhere. And we want, as a community, to address that.
That was Charlene Liu speaking on sexual harassment in the climbing world. You can participate in the Safe Outside survey until May 31st. That's a week from Thursday. The online survey is being distributed by the American Alpine Club, the Access Fund, and the magazine Alpinist, along with other climbing groups and publications. You'll find a link on our website, kuow.org.